Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Nathan Zagura coming up in about 15 minutes here. Nick and JP back with you. I want to get to this piece of sound here from Tom Pelissero talking about upgrades in just a moment, but Czar in Fairview Park wants to explain science to JP. I guess we should say, Czar, does this have to do with whatever that middle part of our last conversation was?
I'd be surprised if it wasn't.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Tell everybody you don't understand fourth grade science without actually saying it.
Well, hold on, Czar, hold on. What part are we disputing or discussing? Because if you're going to make the case that a pile of feces stays steaming, you're going to be wrong. It doesn't stay steaming.
Oh, obviously it doesn't.
That was the whole point.
No,
nobody said it stayed. Nobody put a time limit on it.
That was maybe this is why the wires got crossed. Because I was playing with the understanding that, yeah, like the idea that every pile of trash or whatever it is or pile of feces stays steaming is just not true. Because, yes, when it comes out, yes, it steams. We conceded that part of it. It's the idea that over time, it obviously doesn't stay steaming. That's why if you go outside, there's dog poop everywhere that is not steaming. That was what we were discussing.
No one put a time limit on it.
Yes, we did.
No. You put that. Go outside. 20 degrees out. Okay. 20 degrees. You and Nick are outside talking.
Yeah.
What's coming out of your mouth?
No, obviously.
Steam.
Obviously, that happens. But again, that wasn't the discussion. The discussion was whether or not it stays.
Czar's on top of this.
No. The discussion was whether or not it stays steaming. And my argument was, look at dog poop. Dog poop exists outside, not steaming.
Was staying steaming.
Jonathan. I thought you were. That's why I was like, what's going on?
JP.
Czar.
You have a successful future as a politician.
Will that stay steaming as well? Czar, we appreciate
you, buddy.
After a certain
time, it definitely doesn't, Czar. All right, so that's where we were off base. That's where our wires got crossed. I'm like, how are you trying to make the
case? Looking at each other like we were idiots.
I mean, usually when that happens, it's because somebody is missing some piece of information or something. So maybe I didn't clarify well enough if Czar thinks I was on the outside of that. But I was like, how are you even discussing this right now? And clearly that's where it was. Okay.
So we are about to upgrade this conversation.
Hey, you went back to it. I was going to let it die.
I needed Czar to have his moment in the sun. And also...
Hold on. And all right, we just let it go. Let it go.
And jam you up, yeah?
Well, yeah. But that's why I'm looking at you. That's why I'm looking at you like it doesn't
trust
make
you with the
it
nest.
Doesn't
We're
make
the same sense.
Well, if anything, it does let us clarify where the miscommunication was.
I don't think there's miscommunication.
Then you were just wrong the entire time.
I think the people are saying you
No,
were
no,
wrong.
Czar is saying it. Czar doesn't speak for everybody
out
there.
I think Ross, not that Ross, different Ross.
Different Ross?
Yeah. Said, you're right. That's what he said.
To who?
It was tough for me.
You didn't clarify.
Saying,
I'm not looking at the YouTube chat.
No, this was Twitter. Said, you are right. Can't believe I'm responding to this, but yeah, it's you. Bingo, bango.
So we got two people on this.
Bang,
Nick
biscuit.
Nailed it.
How many?
Nick,
how many
fantastic
people do you
job.
Have on your
my premise is actually right, and we both have conceded that my premise is right. Is that it does not stay steaming? That's the whole
right.
impetus of the convo. You
right.
did this. You
no.
went to the phone call. You
no.
did this. You did this. I'm gonna make you sit in it. Okay.
Is it steaming?
You don't do this to me, and then let me just not clarify. You know this is how my brain works. I don't let things go.
So we played the Mary Kay Cabot stuff earlier this hour. Earlier in the show, we played the Ian Rappaport stuff about the coaching staff and who's safe and who's not. Well, Tom Pelissero doubled down also on NFL Network on no decision yet on Stefanski.
The Browns have not yet made a decision on two-time NFL Coach of the Year Kevin Stefanski's future. They know he can coach. His approach has not wavered amidst all the adversity of a transition season. But the hard reality is they're 6-25 over the past 2 years, and that is a hard sell. How Stefanski and his staff continue to bring along rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders over these final three games will be a part of the evaluation. They spent a lot of time with Shedeur working on pocket movement and decision-making, and Shedeur really has taken strides in those areas. Bottom line, Stefanski wants to be in Cleveland. He loves his staff. They got one of the NFL's best rookie classes. They got a ton of salary cap flexibility as well as draft capital to continue the build in 2026. But if Jimmy Haslam decides to go another direction, Stefanski immediately would become a top candidate elsewhere.
On the on that same panel, like seconds later, Mike Garofolo added that the Browns aren't going to move off of Kevin Stefanski unless they have an upgrade.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
And I just continue to come back to, then you should have done it last offseason.
Yeah, when the upgrades existed, when Vrabel existed, when Ben Johnson existed, when even Liam Cohen existed, yeah. When we had more than enough adequate to then what turns out to be pretty good head coaches existing out there. But we got time for these things to materialize.
But I think what might frustrate me is it just kind of feels like a cop-out. Well, we'd love to fire Kevin, but we couldn't see anybody that's an upgrade. It's like, do your job. You know, if you don't think Kevin is a problem and you think Kevin deserves year seven, don't finagle the messaging. Just out with it. If you don't think he deserves to be fired because two-time coach of the year matters more than 6 wins in 2 seasons, then say that. Because I get the sense that from some of the glaze that is out there over Kevin Stefanski, that some of it is going to be some of the angles that the Browns try, and you don't have to. All right? If you want Kevin back, just say that. If you think that the last 2 years isn't because of him, just say that. Don't polish something that need not polished, and don't try and get one over on your fans. Well, just be honest about it.
And then it also puts him in an uncomfortable spot, because my first question out of the gate, if they hired somebody that had the same profile as Kevin Stefanski 6 years ago, 1 year offensive coordinator, and they say, this is our guy, first question out of the gate would be, all right, so why do you think this guy is better than Kevin Stefanski? Like you said, you wouldn't make a move unless this person was better than Stefanski and had the bona fides. What makes you think this guy is better than Stefanski? And then they either answer honestly, which would then be them dogging Stefanski in the press conference, or they answer dishonestly, which then is a kind of a shot at the new head coach they just hired.
But I think that is the path forward. Listen, the Browns have, as much as they have a winning problem, they have a relatability problem. And they always have with the Ivy League conglomerate that they've run through here. I thought they had a problem with this with Sashi Brown. You did have Hugh as kind of the, I guess you would say, more blue-collar kind of guy, the more plain-spoken guy. But the problem is, Hugh then made a lot of excuses and then, I think, lost trust of fans with some of his decisions. Like, Listen, it doesn't matter when you're winning. It doesn't matter when you're consistently winning. But when you're losing to this level over multiple years, I think this proves the need to, one, be incredibly honest with your fans, no matter if you fire Kevin or not. And then if you do replace Kevin, remember, you're not just thinking about, well, none of this is going to matter when we win. Think about the downside of this as well.
Yeah, the whole thing is just rubbing me the wrong way. You don't keep somebody employed just because you are worried about what the prospects are elsewhere. Like, you just don't. It's just not a reason. If you think it's a sinking ship, then it's a sinking ship.
Yeah.
Now, all right, if we're going to try to play, if we're going to play with them, at least we'll meet them halfway here. Does that mean there would be somebody in the 2027 or 2020 at the end of the 2025 season for 2026 that they have their eyes set on? Like, is there a long-term play that they're thinking, this guy's not fired yet, but we could see a scenario where if things break, he is fired?
Waiting on Tomlin to get fired eventually?
So, I mean, it's the only thing I can think of. Like, is that what they're guessing on? Because that seems almost as dumb as waiting for a quarterback class 2 years away.
I mean, I could see them saying, all right, there are several guys we like in this class. We're going to let them get a couple off seasons of interviewing. Like, Ben Johnson wasn't the guy until he turned down a bunch of teams over 2 or 3 years and then had kind of gotten this little legend about himself on what he, on making sure he's priding himself on the right deal. And then he kind of, he took his value to a different level. I think coaches that have gone through the coaching cycle multiple times, especially ones that have maybe turned down a job or two, I think there's a perceived value with those guys as opposed to, hey, well, no, it's Clint Kubiak's first run in the coaching cycle.
No doubt about it, but you're still also not in position to even get these guys. Like, yeah. So it's like if you want to wait 2 years for the perfect candidate to materialize out of thin air, okay, great. Ben Johnson wasn't coming to you last year.
What names would classify as an upgrade over Kevin Stefanski? Like, of the guys that are currently in the job market, the Kingsburys, you like John Gruden. You love John? You into Gruden?
We don't like John. I like John Gruden.
Mike McCarthy, that as well. All those guys. Nathan Zagura, Browns analyst, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.